Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from AlexRobinson.fun.
And I am Jordan D. White from my basement.
Welcome to your basement.
Thank you.
Well, and thanks for coming back again. I don't think we asked you yesterday, so it's a good thing you were available.
Yeah.
I assume too much.
Oh, no, I'm assuming that I'm going to be here for the rest of the movie, so that's fine.
Oh, good. In your basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. today we're talking about minute 64 of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. 64 starts with Poe asking Finn and Rose, where are you guys? Hey, where are you guys? And it ends with DJ saying Codebreaker. Is that correct? Did he say Codebreaker? Or is he just, I think he's pointing at himself. He's like, Codebreaker.
Now you've got me confused. Yeah, something like that.
When DJ starts talking.
DJ, he talks with his hands, like Terminator X. He's a DJ.
Oh.
No,
I was like,
rapper.
They made 10 of those movies?
Return to Canto Bight.
Where are you guys? Turns out they're at Canto Bight. And again, I forgot that they had been arrested already. It would be fun for him to be like, God, you know, Finn, Rose, where are you guys? And they're just like, woo! They're like by the pool with like, you know,
drinking cocktails.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what kind of sea grape coladas or something like that.
They're betting on the aces.
I like to bring in the Pete Alex, the giant Pete Alex sea grapes are my.
That's right.
They're
in the
after
clink.
A brief moment of just kind of like wistfully saying like, okay, here's, you know, goodbye to this, to the space chase. And we go back to Canto Bight. And, I looked up, I tried to find, information on the cops here, the specific cops. I know we've got some information about the cops as an institution on Canto Bight and their armor and their clothes. But I was like, well, who are these guys specifically? And usually a good trick for finding something out about a character in Star Wars is to take something that they say and then, you know, type it in quotes and put Wikipedia after it. And you end up with. But really, the only thing that they say here is deal me in. And the problem with this scene being set on a casino planet is that you get a million different things because there was a book of short stories or a book of novellas about Canto Bight and that. And basically anything involving Canto Bight, somebody's saying, deal me in. And so I was not able to find specific information about these cops.
Oddly, the visual dictionary shows pictures of two cops and identifies them by name, but it doesn't seem to be the cops we see here. They don't look like them. And also, I can't find any information about the actors who play the cops that are in the visual dictionary. I put in their names and nothing comes up other than their Wikipedia entries do not say what the actors are. Huh. Very, you think it's because they're police? They're trying to keep it like secure because they don't want to reveal their real names or anything.
Right. They don't want anybody.
They'd be in danger. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I did find out that apparently it's there's two branches of the Cantobite police.
Uh-huh.
There's the uniform branch, which are the yeah, exactly. These are their stories. It's there's the uniform branch, which are I think these guys, they're the kind of ones walking around, and then there's the CBMP, the Cantobite Mounted Police, who are the ones that we see a little later
ones.
On their little the flying. They fly now. But neither one of those had any information on who plays them, anything like that. Huh. But the so this is a mystery.
Well, I assume that means they are all super famous people, and they're hiding that fact. So this is probably the three most famous people in the entire film.
It's probably like Kathleen Kennedy's brother and Ryan Johnson's aunt, and so on.
That's funny.
So yeah, we cut back into the cell where Rose is thankfully recapping the plot for Finn's benefit.
Yeah, it's a bit of exposition that we didn't really need there, especially because we just came from it.
but we don't need it, but DJ needs it because DJ has to overhear them saying that in order for him to get involved in the story. So I guess it makes sense in that case. But
DJ is another character that I've heard some people absolutely hate. And I don't mean in the way that you're supposed to, because he does some bad things. I mean, in the, I don't like that he's on the screen kind of way. I think he's fun enough. He's not my favorite part of the movie, but I think he's got some fun bits in there. One of the three I did, when I was on the comics, I worked on three prequel-y things for the, for this movie. And one of them was a one shot about DJ, and that was a lot of fun. Mm. It was a one shot about how he ended up in this cell.
Mm.
And it was fun because it's Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, you know those guys.
Sure. Former guests of the show.
Yep. Writing a fun romp about casino heists and outsmarting mob bosses and this and that. And then in the end, I think again there was a cut scene or a line in the script, one of the two that they told us about, where he was said something like that he was only in here because it's the only place that he could get some decent sleep around here. That he was there on purpose. And so we definitely rolled with that, and did that. And it was a good time. I thought it was a fun thing. Now that said, we did that entire one shot, or at least if not all of it, most of it, before we ever saw the movie. So we didn't know his performance would be quite the strange thing that it was. They did say to us, he does some stuttering. We were like, oh, all right. But I didn't envision it this way for sure. It took me by surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I like the character DJ a lot, and I do not care for Benicio del Toro's performance. That's the thing. I like the character kind of as written. I like the idea of it, but I feel like, and I like Benicio del Toro in other things, but I do not care for his performance as DJ.
Because of the stutter?
Partially, but also just like, there's a couple of other things. There's one or two things that I do like. I feel like he does do well. I guess it's mostly the stutter, because it seems like, I don't know, but there are another, like he's cartooning it up, in not just with the stutter, but also where there's a couple of like kind of mugs where he's like, kind of in a way that, you know, we'll point to them as they go. But there are a couple of things that I do like the way that he said, you know, he's got one of his more famous lines later is really well done. But there's a lot that I don't like in his performance as DJ. I'll say it at that. We'll get more into this, because in this minute, he's fine still. He's great. He's this.
Yeah.
Well, wacky guy that they meet.
I will say, though, I mean, you're right. His performance is over the top. And even in this minute where we've seen very little of him, it still is like the whole thing of like, there's a less cartoony, like you put it, there's a less cartoony version of doing the line of like, I couldn't help but overhear the stuff you were saying so loudly while I was trying to sleep. He definitely does it in a very like you could do this scene with a laugh track and it would not seem out of place. So there you are. But I think that's fun. And so his name mm-hmm. is DJ. It's never said in the film, I believe.
That's true. Yeah. They don't do that.
It's based on his hat, AKA also his slogan, which is don't join.
Right.
Which I say, again, spoiler, because I don't think we see his hat in this moment. I think we see it in the next minute. I know some people hate that, too. People, I mean, I guess realistically, any aspect of a Star Wars movie you can name, somebody hates it. But
well,
I've seen people complain about that. I'm usually, this movie just didn't bother me. Like, I liked it so much that his performance is weird, and it's not my favorite part of the movie, but it's good. The whole thing, that's the other thing about this movie. The whole other controversial part of this movie is that the traditional hero narratives have all been flipped on their head. Mm-hmm. In a, what you expect from a Star Wars movie is that the Poe idea and the Rose and Finn idea will of course pay off. They go against orders and they do the heroic, I'm the only one who knows best thing. And it, of course it happens. They do it at the last minute. Everybody is thankful. They saved everyone and the end. And this movie flips that on its head and goes, no, the people acting against orders and risking everything risked everything and lost most of it. Great. And that is a new thing in many ways to the Star Wars universe. And that's why I like it. But I tell you what, I say in many ways, not in all ways, because that's one of the things I really liked about Clone Wars, the TV show, is that Clone
not
Wars...
Not the wars themselves.
No, not the actual wars. The wars themselves are tragic, absolutely tragic. But the actual show, Clone Wars, one of the things I loved about it was that it plays with this idea a little bit in the kind of the opposite direction by going, guess what? Our main character is a... Or sometimes main character. Our main character is a hero who goes his own way and doesn't quite follow orders and risks everything. And he's totally the good guy of the series. And then right after the series ends, he murders a bunch of children because of those same reasons.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't follow orders and he didn't do it right. And he this and that and the other thing. So
technically he was following orders when he murdered the children. So, right,
but not the Jedi order.
He's consistent.
One order in particular.
Right. Yes, you're right. But you know what I mean? Yeah. He wasn't doing the hero thing that he was supposed to be doing. Like, again, Obi-Wan's like, no, we've got to do it this way. And it's like, no, I'm rebellious. I'll do whatever I want, including murder everybody if I have to.
Yeah.
So I do like that this flips that. I understand why that makes people uncomfortable, but I also feel like, again, it sometimes I think that people there's a very modern, and by modern I don't mean modern in the movement, I mean current. There's a very in pop culture currently, there's a lot of media awareness, and I would almost say too much media and narrative awareness, like the constant reviewing of tropes and like, oh, it's this and then it's this and then it's that, you know, all of that stuff. And I feel like everybody's too savvy for their own good, but then it even goes further than that. So like,
it becomes cynicism.
Yes, it becomes cynicism, which by the way ruins everything. But also it, like, they'll go so far into trying to be cynical that then I feel like they go back around again and are wrong. Like, bad things have to happen in stories so that good things can happen later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a fun and different way to have them fail miserably so that then they can succeed. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as the Luke thing. Luke is at his low point so he can then rise up to heights again. I'm not going to lie. Again, this is a trick. You expect that Poe's risky maneuver will pay off, but it doesn't, so that it can have an even lower point than you expected, but so that it can then rise up again. That is still mm-hmm. going to be the thing. They're going to win. If episode 9 ended with everybody, with the good guys losing, then you'd have an argument. But that's the end of it. You got to wait till the story's over. It's the same complaint of people who were unhappy at the end of Empire, right? Like, Empire
right.
is a bummer of an ending, but mm-hmm. that's so that they can then go and win later.
And also, I guess most people have been living with Empire and Jedi being out more or less at the same time. Like,
right, you know,
if you grew up past 1983, you know, you just think right. of Empire as basically the part before Return of the Jedi. So it's, you know, it's...
This is something I experience a lot in comics, because mm-hmm. we release our issues a month after each other. Mm-hmm. So there are times when we'll put out a comic where something happens and people freak out. And it's like, guys, there's another issue in 30 days.
Yeah.
I have a feeling something related to what you're mad about will be addressed.
Don't worry. Madeline Pryor doesn't have those powers forever.
She turns out to be created by the Goblin King. Wasn't something like that?
Yeah.
It's complicated. Listen, yeah. It's funny you mentioned Madeline, because people are very mad at me about Madeline Pryor right now. So, because we killed her and said we're not bringing her back, and they are very unpleased about that.
Wow. Well, here's something I'm not upset about. I like the fact that the Canto Bight jail is old school bars. I think in sci-fi movies, we're tending to see, you know, force fields as the kind of default thing. But it got me wondering, is there a cell in every Star Wars? So in A New Hope, we see Princess Leia's in a cell.
Sure.
Empire, Luke.
Han and Leia.
Leia, Han, and Chewbacca are all in a cell. Jedi, Han, and Chewie are in a cell.
At the beginning, yeah.
Episode 1, I'm not so sure.
Well, what's your definition of a cell?
Is someone being detained against their will in a room
slaves.
Designed?
But well,
I mean,
yeah,
a room specifically designed to hold someone so that they can't escape.
Well, I was kind of like, could you say that the pink energy doors that keep Obi-Wan from, is that a cell?
No, I would not say that. I would not call that a cell.
It's just nonsense technology. No.
So no cells in.
I got to think on it. There might be.
Attack of the Clones, we see Obi-Wan in that force field. He's being suspended in that force field. Sith? This is a great thing to bring up, because people who are at home go, oh, well, there's that scene where this happens, and we're all like, I don't know. Is there?
People love it. They love it.
Anyway, something to think about.
Sith. Hmm. Oh, wait. There's got to be one in Sith, right?
You would think.
I don't know.
Well, the Palpatine is restrained in a chair. Not the same thing.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And they don't get locked up again, so maybe not.
Yeah. It's more of a take no prisoners kind of movie.
Rogue One has a cell. No.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. A
couple of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, a bunch.
In the beginning, Jin is...
Well, I was thinking, that's what I thought at first, but then I was like, no, she's in a transport, though, isn't she? But you're right, she's in both.
Before that, yeah.
But also, and then, they're in a cell when they go to Saw Gerrera's
house.
Yeah.
And then Solo?
Saw Cell.
Saw Cell.
Solo, surely someone was in a jail cell at that. I mean, there's slaves.
Yeah, but when Han meets Chewie again,
He's thrown
into
the
pit.
Yep.
It's a cell.
Pit counts. So just one movie without a cell.
Hmm. What about Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, wait. And also, we couldn't remember Sith. Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, because Chewie is... Did they go rescue Chewie? Is he not in a cell when they rescue him? I can't remember the specifics, where they find him. But they...
Anyway, we'll find out in 2 years.
Yes.
But I like the fact that these are bars as opposed to a force field.
Yes. And I mean, now that I didn't even think about that at all.
Uh-huh.
And as I think about it, I'm like, well, why wouldn't they be force fields? And the answer is because they want him to reach around it in the next scene.
Spoiler. Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Although he could have done something, you know, he could have had like a little gimmick in his hat to be like, and short out the thing, but it's more fun. This is like, you know, totally a... More of a callback or an homage to not a specific movie that I know of, but that kind of trope of westerns and kind of noir films of that kind of, you know, meeting the person in prison,
yeah,
kind of a thing.
And so I missed. I think he has a quick cameo later, but I missed the you guys talking about the Master Codebreaker. Do you guys hate that or do you guys like that?
I wasn't crazy about it.
Okay.
I wasn't crazy about it because A, it was supposed to be a giant insect warlord originally, and that would have been cooler to see. And B, the fact that it was a guy who they just gave a cameo literally the day before they started shooting. Like, hey, you want to come on and be a guy? Like that, you know. But Pete, you said you didn't recognize him as a celebrity cameo. So for you, that wasn't a big deal.
Right. Yeah, I didn't. I am blissfully unaware of stuff mm-hmm. like that usually, and so now in anything else that I see him in, I'm like, oh, it's the Master Codebreaker.
I remember that being showed to me, the idea of him in the walkthrough that they gave us of this movie, and that being sort of a funny bit. They were like, they're gonna meet this Master Codebreaker, and he's only ever referred to as Master Codebreaker because they don't actually find him. They don't get to him.
I do like that aspect of the bait and switch kind of a thing where you think it's gonna be, you know, my expectations once again being undermined. I have a question, two questions relating to someone being arrested. Well, one of them is, does Finn have an ID? I assume once they got busted, the first thing they would do is ask for some kind of identification. And I assume Finn's only ID. Did the Resistance issue him one when he...
Not enough time has not passed. I wouldn't think he does. Like he just joined the Resistance and then immediately got injured and was spent any time that has passed since then, which is not much, in a Bacta bag or whatever you call it.
Although maybe before he left, maybe... He might even have Poe's ID still in his pocket.
Right.
They're like, Poe Dameron. Brown eyes.
Yeah, you're the hotshot pilot. From Yavin 4.
That's pretty cool.
I'm assuming that there's not physical ID. Oh, there is. I don't know.
Code cylinders.
Yeah, I guess so. Because they do. The stormtroopers do ask Ben and Luke to see their identification.
Oh, yeah,
That's true. So maybe it is a code cylinder kind of a thing.
Yeah, because in Rebels we get to see them use code cylinders quite a bit. They pull them out and they like stick them in little terminals to like get access to doors and stuff.
And second of all, I don't understand how BB-8 got where he is. Last time we saw him, they were all being arrested at Canto Bight Casino,
but they threw him down the stairs.
But kept the humans.
Yeah.
Then BB-8 made his way to the Canto Bight prison from the...
Was he mm-hmm. with them or was he just around about?
No, they show them picking him up and walking out with him.
Oh.
Right.
But then you said they show him...
They throw him down the stairs, yeah.
Right.
So he manages to work his way back in.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Why and also they throw the droid away?
And also, why droids can just come and go into the jail with no...
Well, he's probably sneaking in. Yeah.
He's like,
but I mean, they must have. If I'm running a jail, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure no droids can sneak in here and bring someone out. So anyway.
Yeah, when you're not playing poker.
Oh yeah, they're a bunch of gambling degenerates on that planet.
I don't think they have a lot of problems with like serious crime here, other than
other than DJ.
Well, yeah, other than people kind of pulling scams. They don't have like violent criminals on here, so it's not really that big of a deal.
I would say the opposite. They have lots of violent criminals, but they are on their payroll. Again, they have like lots of mafia stuff going on in this place.
Right.
But these guys are all on the take.
So all the other people that's important, you know, the people that you would need to hire security for, they all know not to mess with the system here.
Got it. All right.
So this is just kind of a like, oh, we'll throw them in there and they'll.
But it does make me wonder why they didn't bring the droid in. And I get the only thing I can think of is they were like, this guy's heavy. It's too much paperwork. Forget it. And they just threw him down and they didn't think he'd be a big deal.
Can you arrest a droid?
I don't know.
They're just doing what they were just told to do.
They would impound the droid.
Yeah.
But they didn't
I guess. Yeah.
Either.
Right. Right.
Oh, man. I wish we had seen the Jawa sandcrawler is kind of like what the impound lot would look like. All these depressed droids hanging around.
It could have been a good opportunity for a CZ3 cameo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It could have been like, I've been here for 40 years. I had a question about the scene.
Let's hear it.
My question is, what? Because I love what gets said a lot in Star Wars, as we know. Yeah. And here it's just what? Like, it's three of them in a row. And it's good. Yeah. I like when it's not wasted dialogue, but I like frivolous, fun dialogue like that.
It does seem like a very modern thing. A very modern.
Right.
That kind of, although, I don't know. Think about Jedi and the original Star Wars had some goofy lines like that.
I like it.
Well, that's all I have for 64.
Sure. I'll complain some more about DJ tomorrow, I'm sure.
Uh-oh.
And spoiler alert, I'm going to start complaining about BB-8 also a little bit from here on in. So as much America's sweetheart BB-8, I'm going to have some complaints. So we'll
you don't like
you get bumpy
then.
From here on out.
We'll see what happens.
Well, that's Jordan. Can you come back tomorrow for one more episode? I know you're
one more.
We do. I Alex, I don't know if he told you this, but we did lock you in the basement. You are trapped, and so you're gonna have to be there anyway. So
unless you happen to have a master code breaker with you, but we'll find that out.
There's somebody sleeping over there who can do it, I'm sure. So.
Hey, if you at home want to you think you can, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with a good kind of transition, a good segue here, but I can't do it. If you can do it, why not call 8 Day Greedo? And you can leave us a message. We started playing them again. I fixed some technical problems, and you can leave us a short little blip message. If it's short and funny, it's most likely to get played on the show. Maybe you'll hear yours on the next Star Wars
Star
Minute.
Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.